You are about to hear the Travel World radio show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. A 25 hertz tone signals you to switch to your own local programming. A 35 hertz tone signals you to switch back to our program. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. We also invite you to visit our website for affiliation information. Our website is www.travelworldradio.com. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite.
Yeah, baby.
And welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm coming to you live from Hamilton, Ontario, my parents' house. Today we are celebrating my father's 80th birthday. And in studio in Montreal, we have Ella Sobel and Stephen Pickford. Guys, welcome back to the show.
Oh, glad to be here. As always, another week of Travel World, and glad to hear that you're doing well in Hamilton, Willem.
Good morning, Will.
Oh, as you... good morning, Ella. Well, so, things are going fine out here. My father's birthday actually isn't until the 15th, when, of course, it is also Bob's birthday. Of course, we told Bob we wouldn't mention that it was his birthday on the 15th of December on the air, so Bob, we won't tell anybody that. In the meantime, my father will be turning 80 this year, and so the family could only get together this particular weekend, and we're all together here in Hamilton. It's going to happen rather soon this afternoon, but in the meantime, we want to get together and chit-chat a little bit about the terrific places that we've gone and the places we've seen, and a nice little segment coming up from one of our favorite places in beautiful St. Johnsbury, Vermont, Steve.
Yes, the Northeast Kingdom of Vermont, the Comfort Inn and Suites in St. Johnsbury, which was named the 2003 Choice Hotel Comfort Inn of the Year. So we'll be talking to Danielle Houle, the Assistant General Manager of the property, and learning a little bit more about one of our favorite places in the state of Vermont.
And twice they won the Gold Award, which was not named after one of their marketing directors, Morty Gold. So it was actually a real legitimate award of the best Comfort Inn in the franchise.
Well, the Comfort Inn brand is in the midst of redesigning their logo after many years of using a font and style. There was a whole brochure and directory developed many years ago called, after the format, called Cooper Black. So
yes.
Cooper Black was the style and font of the Comfort Inn logo, and they're in the midst of redesigning it. By June, July of next year, the majority of Comfort Inns in North America will have the new look, and they're adding a number of features and making sure all of the Comfort Inns across the chain adhere to the same features so that you can have a seamless experience between all of the properties.
Comfort Inn happens to be one of the higher end of the Choice Hotels property line these days, because they have a lot lower brands now. But the Comfort Inn, it tends to be quite a bit of a luxury property now when you go there.
Yeah, they were considered a lower class brand a few years ago, but they've certainly upgraded these properties to compete in the economy, almost up to the mid-price lodging segment. In the Choice group, you start off with brands like Roadway and Econo Lodge, and then you move up to the Comfort Inn brand, and there's Quality Inns after that, and the top scale is Clarion, and they're
right.
All Choice Hotels brands, extended stays at Mainstay Suites and others. There's like seven or eight brands under the Choice portfolio.
Now, you know, we've been to a Clarion, but I'll be honest with you, Steve, the Comfort Inn that we were at in the St. Johnsbury, Vermont, sure ranks up there as almost at a par or above the Clarion Hotel that we were at. It's really quite something, this property. I'm going to be very excited to be talking with Danielle Houle about this, because they're great friends of the show, and with good reason.
And, of course, you know, you're spending this weekend also getting a little jump on Christmas, and we'll be talking later on about Christmas cookies, and then, of course, next week's show, the Cookie Festival, or the Cookie Tour of the Inns in North Conway, New Hampshire. 2 weeks down the road on the 18th, well, it's our annual Christmas show coming to you from Mr. Steer, Steer Burger Restaurant, downtown Montreal, St. Catherine Street between Drummond and Stanley. A number of people have indicated their intention of joining us this year. First person to respond, Mayor Gérald Tremblay, so he'll be joining us, as well as Monica Kaufman, celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Kaufman to Swiss Jewelers, and everyone from Steve Wan to Laurence Olivier say they plan to be there, so it should be
a
good turnout.
This will make the third appearance of the mayor on our show as one of the only Montreal radio shows that actually promotes Montreal actively to everybody outside of the city. We're trying to attract visitors to our great city.
And this is the time of the year to do it, because during the winter season there are some excellent rates. People think, oh, it's cold, Canada. Well, first of all, there's the Underground City, and you can stay indoors all day. And there's so many great hotels that you can stay indoors all day and enjoy their recreational amenities on site. But downtown, everything is within walking distance from West End to East End, a good couple of miles, and you can just wander, stroll, look at all the shops and boutiques along St. Catherine Street, Sherbrooke Street. and connect them all with the subway and bus system.
Well, also a little bit of news for some of the people who complain the most about how cold it is in Montreal are actually people who live there. Well, like me, but I'm not the one who sits there.
Yes.
Naturally, just like you.
But Montreal also has so many things that you can do in winter, whether you're an indoor person or an outdoor person. You can do outdoor sports very close by. You can go see movies. The restaurants are second to none. I mean,
well, just like any, yeah, just like every city, I mean, it has something to do. But what I'm getting at with the earlier point was that there's an awful lot of people who sit there and they'll panic about the snow coming. You look at them and you say, how long have you lived in this city? You've got to know. Montreal is blessed to have four full seasons. So we get winter as winter gets and summer as summer gets. It's not like John Panette earlier was talking about going to Phoenix, Arizona, that they seem to bypass the season of fall entirely. It's still, you know, the temperature of the sun when you get out there. Yet, as much as I like places like that, Montreal, you'll at least get exposed to all four seasons. And there's stuff to do at all times. I mean, you have every big city amenity in Montreal. Plus, within an hour of the city, you have virtually anything you could possibly want in the countryside.
And we can explore to your heart's content. And this is the time of the year. We don't have the big crowds. I obviously... It's fine to say festival season in spring, summer, fall, but wintertime is when you can actually get out and meet the local people, and many of the attractions, the museums, not crowded at all.
One of the nice things, of course, that we're going to be doing on our show with the mayor again, as we always do, is we're going to be taking a bit of a departure from our usual musical backgrounds, and we're going to have a lead back with Montreal, My Hometown. Ordinarily, we stick to our regular musical selections just because they are more of the Travel World theme. This particular one was originally a jingle designed in 1962. I think it was created in Pam's Productions in Texas. For CKGM, they called them the CKGM Singers, but it really is. It was a jingle package that they ordered, and I think virtually every city had that.
Yes, there was a number of comparable packages. I guess I'm trying to think of how one could fit in the attributes and amenities of Abbeville into the concept. But of course, when you get a package like that, it has to be look at the format and fill in the blank. Abbeville, my hometown.
Well, we'd have to do a little recording with Bob. Of course, Bob, a very talented musician. We could actually sit there and record. Let me tell you about fill in the blank. Fill in the blank.
Let me tell you about Southington. Yes, just down the road from Plantville. Yes.
And just up the road from Plantville. Cross the street, past the power lines, and we'll teach you about the Southington Motor Court.
Or we could talk about, beautiful town. Tell me, Attleboro, my hometown.
I think where I was going is just an idea of that every city has something to offer.
Every place. And I think that's the magic of travel. You open your eyes, you open your minds, and you open your hearts, and you will find something of interest no matter where you go, because there are interesting things there, but you have to seek them out, and you have to be open. You have to say, oh, this isn't as good as at home, and sit there and stomp off and sit in a stew, which some people do too. You have to say, hey, it may be different. I may like my hometown. I may like this place better than my hometown, but you have to go into it with an open mind.
Well, you're touching on an interesting point there, because there's a lot of people who can be bored at a carnival, and they're the kind of people. I remember we were at the Champlain Valley Fair, and there was this particular act where these two people, they were jugglers, and they did all kinds of amazing things. And she was saying, boy, you're a tough crowd. What does it take to impress you people? And here this woman, she was basically balancing herself on a beach ball while juggling and holding something on her nose. I mean, it was rather crazy, something I don't think anybody I know could ever possibly do. So it's very easy to be bored these days, but if you approach travel with an open mind and you really get to know some of the people, you'll actually get a very enriching experience. So we're coming up on a break here on the Travel World Radio Show, Steve. Following the break, we're going to get Danielle Houle online to talk about one of our very favorite properties, the Comfort Inn of St. Johnsbury, Vermont.
Looking forward to it. We'll be right back.
Stay listening, everybody. This is the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on a Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on a Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclay's a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite once again. And we have a very, very special guest online with us today talking about one of our very favorite topics. Stephen and Ella are in the studio. I'm here in Hamilton, Ontario. We've got online Danielle Houle from Vermont.
Hello.
Good morning and welcome to Travel World. Danielle is the front office manager at the beautiful Comfort Inn and Suites of St. Johnsbury, Vermont, the Northeast Kingdom. Welcome to Travel World.
Thank you.
Now, tell us a bit more about your wonderful property. We've stayed there a number of times, done live broadcast there. Really great, hospitable people.
Yep, it's absolutely beautiful. We are named the 2003 Comfort Inn of the Year. We also have a Platinum Award through the Choice Hotel System. And we offer a lot of great winter packages this season. We have couple of ski packages and Christmas tree packages.
Danielle, you went platinum this year.
Yep.
Oh, that's congratulations. So we were just talking about the gold awards that you've won, and now that's even better.
Yep.
Now tell us a bit more about these packages, because Vermont and wintertime, what a beautiful season to visit the state.
I know. We have a Burke Mountain ski package, and that includes an overnight stay with two lift tickets. And we also have a Jay Peak package, which is the same overnight stay, full use of hotel amenities, and two lift tickets to the mountain. And then the Christmas tree package is actually goes on until December 22nd, and you get overnight stay, all full use of hotel amenities, and a Christmas tree, and fresh decorated wreath shipped anywhere in the continental U.S. So that's a really good one.
And you can remember your stay in Vermont all through the Christmas season.
Right.
Now, how far are you from the ski hills that you mentioned?
Burke Mountain is about 35 minutes from us. Jay Peak is a little further. It's about an hour.
Now, the property itself, is you can't miss it when you come down Interstate 91 there.
It's, right. We're right at the intersections of 91 and Interstate 93.
And right there, Highway 5 leads into St. Johnsbury, where you can visit. There's some little shops there and restaurants as well.
Right, right. It's a cute little downtown.
And the Fairbanks Museum is there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Comfort Inn, you include a great breakfast in your sort of atrium-style lobby.
Yeah. We serve a deluxe extended continental breakfast. We have make-your-own Belgian waffle station, which you can have your real Vermont maple syrup.
And they're really delicious, too.
Aren't they really?
Yeah.
They're my favorite. There's also bagels.
It's the malted there.
Huh?
It's the malted series that you have there. Because you flip them over and you cook them. It's about a two-minute timer to cook your own waffles.
Yep.
And when you get to have your breakfast there, you get the pleasure of the company of Gene, if you're lucky enough.
Yes, Gene, our breakfast man.
He's wonderful.
Well, more than just the breakfast man, he's a man that has plenty to say and also is very, very entertaining to hear. Because, anyway, we've had a lot of fun talking with him.
Yep, he's extremely knowledgeable about the area. He can give you directions to anywhere.
And it's so peaceful and relaxing. If you just sit in the lobby of the fire there,
yep.
people walking in and out, you just sit there and you relax.
Right.
The Comfort Inn in St. Johnsbury, Vermont is a great home base for you if you want to explore the area, from going as far east as New Hampshire or even into some of the ski hills of Vermont, including the ski lift package that you have right now.
Mm-hmm.
But if you wanted to go even a little bit further north and check out places like Island Pond or even Lake Willoughby, it is, in fact, one of the nicest places. But even during the summertime, you can sleep with the windows open, and it's great having a hotel like that you can actually open the windows and smell the sweet country air of Vermont.
Right. Well, you know, the other thing is that there's not a lot of chain properties in the area. We're the only one we're the farthest north until Sherbrooke, Canada, which is 84 miles away.
So it's a name that people know and people can trust, the Comfort Inn name.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you could just stay right at the Comfort Inn, and you have the indoor pool, whirlpool, all those amenities.
Yeah. We have a huge arcade room, which is great for the kids. We have laundry facilities, business center, free high-speed internet access in the rooms for our corporate guests. Like you said, the indoor heated pool, whirlpool, and sauna.
Well, that's the thing that I enjoy every time I go there is that heated pool. Go for a nice swim or even the whirlpool.
Mm-hmm.
And the sauna right beside it.
Mm-hmm.
Exercise room. I mean, the days we were talking earlier, the days when an economy or mid-price lodging option, the biggest amenity they'd brag about was complimentary color TV and direct dial phones.
Right.
Those are long gone.
Right.
The amenities of the Comfort Inn St. Johnsbury are on a par with what you'd find in a major market 4-star-plus property.
Right, and that's exactly what people are looking for, you know, a reasonable price, but amenities that they can have fun with.
One of the other things that I particularly enjoy every time I go there is the fact that you can actually sit in the lobby and enjoy that fireplace. We mentioned this before, But it's quite nice. They don't force you in and out. I mean, you walk in, there's a beautiful atrium as you walk into the whole place.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the front desk to the right and the fireplace to the left. With even if it's a hot summer's day, okay, the fireplace may not necessarily be going, but it's still a very relaxing place to sit there.
It is.
Yeah. And one thing I'm impressed with is the fact that you have this high-speed internet. They've gone so far and above to create all these little amenities for almost every traveler that they didn't necessarily need to, because Danielle, you did point out that it's one of the only chain properties in the area. Well,
right.
That being the case, a lot of people let that get to their head and say, well, it's either us or nobody, Charlie Brown. And the Comfort Inn St. Johnsbury, Vermont does not do that. They're friendly, and you neglected to mention the cookies.
Oh, yeah. Every guest that checks in gets a chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah.
Fresh. We have them delivered every day from a bakery, local bakery.
There you go.
Yeah.
So that's something I'm not about to forget.
It's a nice touch. It's a really nice touch. It's a nice welcome. It makes you feel like you're important to everyone there.
It does. It does. And, you know, our return guests always remember the cookies. They always remember to ask for them. So
it's a nice, warm, welcoming touch, and it symbolizes the hospitality of the region. And, of course, the rooms, your combination of standard guest rooms and executive suites as well. So there's that extra spread-out room for somebody on a longer-term stay, business travelers,
right.
Travelers with families.
That's right. We also have one luxury suite. It's the presidential suite.
Now, was that the suite that Governor Douglas stayed at during his visit?
The vice presidential, yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And then we have just a couple. All of our rooms are mini suites because they have the partial room divider with a little sitting area, which people really like. They don't just like two beds and a TV. You know, they like somewhere that they can sit. And then we have extended stay suites, which have the refrigerator and microwaves. And then we have two room suites. That's the bedroom is divided by French doors. So they have kind of more privacy if they're staying with more people.
There's a variety of different types of rooms, which, as you correctly pointed out, people are looking for that extra room or their different functions that they come to a hotel for,
right,
during a stay.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a standard market and one size fits all, and that's what you're going to get whether you like it or not, because the designer said it that way. We can accommodate you in a style that meets with your expectations.
Exactly. We have a lot of anniversary guests, you know, and a lot of times they don't think about getting the presidential suite or the vice presidential, and they just get a normal, like, two-room suite, and if they come in and they're, you know, it's their anniversary, we give them a free upgrade, you know, because,
oh,
we want to keep them as our guests and make sure they have a good time and relax.
That's a really nice touch, too.
And, of course, they're going to remember that. They're going to tell people, because it's the word of mouth is the number one form of advertising.
Exactly.
Well, you're going to get plenty of that from here at the Travel World Radio Show, because, wow, what a property. Comfort Inn St. Johnsbury, Vermont. One of the nicest Comfort Inns that I have ever stayed at, Stephen and Ella. I'm sure that you will agree.
Oh, fully agree.
Proximity
Absolutely.
To virtually everything that you'd want to get. And if you want to have a nice, quiet, relaxing time in Vermont, first of all, going to Vermont by itself is a number one thing to do. But if you're going to go to Vermont, nothing better than staying at the Comfort Inn St. Jay.
At the direct dial telephone number, 802-748-1500. Toll free to central reservations for Choice Hotels, 1-800-4-CHOICE. And the property's direct website, www.vtcomfortinsuites.com. The 2003 Choice Hotel Comfort Inn of the Year amongst all Comfort Inns worldwide.
Danielle, we're going to ask you to give our regards to Brett and Jim.
Will do.
And to Jean and all the people that we know and love at that particular place.
Will
and we
do.
Want to come and see you soon.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us here on the Travel World Radio Show. And that will wrap for the Comfort Inn segment. Steve, what's coming up after the break?
Well, coming up after the break, Judy Hammond is going to join us from Clear Communications. She's going to be talking about things going on in Ontario. Savor Ontario prepares for the holiday season as chefs share their favorite Christmas time recipes with guests to the Canadian province.
Well, that's following the break right here on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Soon to have another fellow member on the Travel World Radio Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DiCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DiCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography. Portfolios and portraits. People, places, or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DiCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DECAPUA. Call Gary at DiCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DiCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and leg room to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada at 1-800-531-7921 or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website at Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe, ultra-memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra-memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra-memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call ultra-memory brain tonic. To try ultra-memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. And I'm here in beautiful downtown, well, not downtown, southern Hamilton with my father and family on my father's 80th birthday. And in Montreal, we have Ella and Stephen. And we've got a great segment lined up for you now.
Yes, we have on the line with us Judy Hammond. She represents Savor Ontario, a group of Ontario inns, wineries, and cooking schools, which is helping to celebrate the holiday season in style. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning.
Now, But tell us a bit more about what your group of properties is doing to get everyone into sort of the Christmas spirit.
Well, they've put together a wonderful array of cooking lessons, wine pairing dinners, and a lot of the stuff is people can actually access a lot of what they're making on the Saver website under a smorgasbord sort of listing of holiday recipes. So even the amateur cook at home can tie into all the events that they are hosting. There's a wonderful bake sale that's held in St. Mary's, Ontario. It's just outside of Stratford, Ontario, where the big Stratford Summer Theater Festival is. And they host a big bake sale and sell as many as 500 dozen cookies over the holiday season. And St. Mary's area residents buy them up in just by the hundreds, and so their Christmas baking is done by a wonderful pastry chef.
And you can get that recipe for ginger crackle cookies, for example.
That's right, from www.saverontario.ca. If you go onto the site and on the navigational bar, it says smorgasbord, and under smorgasbord are a whole slew of wonderful recipes, many of them holiday-related, that chefs can pull off and use to their own creations.
There's so many recipes and ideas that one can have, and that's one of the magical things about the holiday season is the food.
That's right.
Now, you can actually visit many of these properties and eat right on site. They have plans and programs.
That's right, you can. There's, for example, the oldest operating hostelry in Ontario is on Lake Huron, actually, and it's been continually operating since 1832, and it's called the Little Inn of Bayfield. And what makes the Little Inn of Bayfield's cooking classes very special are their French chefs. These guys are the true McCoy of French cooking, and people can go and actually learn French cooking lessons. And they get you making really, really different things. I mean, stuff that would amaze, you know, your most sophisticated dinner guests. And it's a weekend affair. You go in and you can tie it in with spa or hiking in the area. And it's a two-day event. They also do another one in February, which is a winter comfort food.
And what would be included in that?
The winter comfort food?
Yeah.
A lot of what they try and do is they work with their regional suppliers. So they have a local butcher, they have a local fishmonger that they use, and then they have some local organic greens and vegetables. Root vegetables would come into play, winter harvested vegetables. Parsnips, for example, very few people know that parsnips, carrots, that sort of thing. If you allow them to grow in winter, you keep them in the ground, let them freeze, they actually get a lot sweeter. And they make a wonderful, wonderful winter soup.
That sounds really delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting thing about your website, I needed to point out, the website is Saver Ontario, like savoring your food, and it works whether you spell it the Canadian way or the American way,
that's
S-A-V-O-R
right.
or S-A-V-O-U-R.
I was going to actually mention that. I tested that this morning just to make sure that it worked.
It's always good to actually register both spellings, because you never know, particularly when you're giving it out verbally, how people are going to enter it. You don't want them to go to, you know, something very strange and they'll say, what is going on in Ontario, right?
Well, it's one of the interesting things that you want to see, and it's actually very smart web design to make sure that you are accessible, because you can make all the great marketing in the world, but if your infrastructure is not there to support it. The interesting thing about this particular Saver Ontario, you've got the Ambient Indulgence and the Culinary Confidential and the Perfect Pairings side, and then you've got to search for all the different locations. They're, you know, eat your way through Ontario. It looks absolutely delicious.
Right, yeah. And I should really mention the wineries a bit, because I went down to Peller Estates in Hillebrand, which is down in Niagara-on-the-Lake. They have a workshop. Actually, anybody can participate in it. You don't have to do the whole overnight, you know, in accommodation. You can just do it as part of a day trip into the Niagara area. But they do this wonderful essence workshop. And they get you, what they're trying to do is get you to train your own bouquet and your own palate for tasting wines. And they give you some hints. And basically, everybody's palate is different. So I was there with someone, and we tried a number of wines. And one of the things, you know, when you sit at a dining room table and the sommelier or the wait staff comes over and says, okay, you want to try this wine? And then they open it up and they put a sip in, and you take that one sip, and that's how you're supposed to taste the wine. The actual way to taste wine is that first sip is to cleanse the palate. It's the second sip that really, really helps you with the bouquet of the wine, and you're drawing air in at the same time. This is all the stuff that they teach you, and that you start, they have all these little, they look like little perfume bottles, and they get you to try and describe what you're smelling from these little bottles. And those same type of bouquets are what you'll find, or similar, you'll find in different wines. And then to clean your nose, so to speak, they get you to sniff a cup of coffee beans, because that apparently clears your sinuses, so you can go back to smelling a different one. It's a wonderful, wonderful workshop. I think the day workshop is, it's a half hour long, and it's something between $5 and $7. And it was really, I mean, I'm well into my 40s, and it's the, and I've drank wine for years, but I never really understood how to taste wine. And just that half-hour workshop has given me a newer appreciation.
That sounds really interesting to me. I enjoy trying different wines. I have been down to the Niagara region, and it's an enjoyable experience.
Mm-hmm.
And what's really special as well is that this gets you off the beaten path. You're not going just to the traditional city destinations such as Toronto or Ottawa. You're going into areas of the province that you may not have originally considered, but you go and you're visiting some really beautiful places.
That's right. One of the, what's an exciting area, they've been described by some media as the new Niagara. They don't like that coined expression, but it's an area called Prince Edward County, mm-hmm. which is east of Toronto. It's about 2 hours east along the Highway 401, and the main community, it's an island, the main community is called Picton. And what they've discovered in the last couple of years, that they can grow grapes. And real estate prices have just gone crazy in the place. And you've got a lot of, what's of real interest to the area, is that you have a lot of Toronto's celebrated chefs, sommeliers, and a lot of money going down into that area. And there's a lot of new wineries that have sprung up. And I was with a well-known food and wine writer last May there, and she was really visibly impressed with what was going down. So that's an area to watch for as well. There's also a number of, there's the Waring House Inn down there, which has a wonderful cookery school, and lots of cooking classes held throughout the year. And again, it's one of those places that if you're down in the area and you just want to go for a cooking class and they incorporate a meal, their cooking classes are, I don't know, $55, $65 a head. So it includes this wonderful 2.5 hour cooking class, then followed by this great meal paired with wonderful wines. So it's a great deal.
It certainly adds something special to driving along the Highway 401, which can sometimes be very, very dull. And, hey, you say 5-10 miles off of the highway, here are these special little inns.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And lots of really neat stories.
We're going to be coming up on a break here rather shortly, but following the break, Steve, we have her on after the break, I would believe.
No, actually, we're going to be talking about Christmas cookies after the break. It's sort of Christmas Christmas time, so we're only on with Judy until 1:45, so I'm going to...
Which means about 1 minute left. Quickly mention Chateau des Charmes, the Fire and Ice, and the White Oaks Conference Resort and Spa, something that caught my eye, of course, on the website, spas.
Yes, that's right. Well, Chateau des Charmes, the matriarch of Chateau des Charmes is Madame Bauche. And people who participate in this often sit down with the matriarch herself. They come from a long, long lived lineage of winemakers, excellent winemakers. He came over originally and started with Chateau de Gay Wines, which everybody might know way back was Baby Duck. And boy, oh boy, has the Ontario wine industry come a long way from that time. And he realized right away when he started working in the early, early beginnings of the wine industry in Canada that we had a lot of work to do. And now he has the largest private winery, or they have the largest private winery in Niagara, and you get to taste their decadent reds and their wonderful ice wines. And then you have this paired with this wonderful accommodation, which is a place that has an indoor tennis. So if you want to get the winter yayas out, you
can. We got to take our break right now.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Judy. Bye.
Bye.
Stay tuned. This is the Travel World Radio Show.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening.
Travel World Radio Show by satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal, your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed. And breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada. People moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Sport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's travel accessory center. 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm here in Hamilton, Ontario with my father and family celebrating his 80th birthday. Stephen and Ella are in Montreal. And we've got another guest on the line, Steve.
No, actually, they are celebrating the annual festival. Long gone.
Eisenthalitis?
Eisenthalitis, yes. Even though they confirmed yesterday by email that, yes, they remember the time. They do not remember the time. So
our guest has Eisenthalitis today.
Eisenthalitis. So the book was Christmas Cookies Are Forgiving. So I think instead of making our own cookies, we'll go to the get our favorite brand
Christmas Christmas cookies may be forgiving, but we are not, right?
Yes, we are not forgiving. No, we are not forgiving. We are mean curmudgeons of the airwaves.
That's us.
Will sit here and stamp our feet and cry, and I was looking through the book, actually, here.
Well, we know that you're very good at that, Steve.
Well, I'm looking through the book here, and I know if you were in the studio, you would have had a field day, because I'm looking here. There's, for example, Kathy's Nut Roll.
Kathy's Nut Roll?
Yes, this is they're very special, how to make the dough and how to make the filling of Kathy's
Nut Roll.
Who
would that be, Mitch Melnick?
Yeah. No, I think she prefers the younger football players. Old-fashioned fig bars. And Jackie's Pecan Tartlets is another favorite holiday recipe that is described in this booklet from Aunt Jackie Crocker, maybe she, sister of Betty.
Betty's sister,
And there's some really nice shortbread recipes in there.
Well, shortbread, probably
I'm not a big shortbread fan. Shortbread, I think I'd rather, I always struck me eating up. Everyone said, oh, let's look at the shortbread, look at the shortbread.
It's yummy.
No,
if it's made well, it's actually quite nice and rich tasting. I mean, you're the same guy, Steve, who orders brown bread on purpose. This I don't understand.
No, brown bread tastes all right, but not
that's what your mother gives you when you're bad, brown bread.
Cranberry decadent cookies. They look all right.
The chocolate now chips you're talking. Look really
cranberry
good in
decadent
here,
cookies
too.
And chocolate cranberry holiday bars. Hazelnut cappuccino cookies.
I think we all need a whole big box of cookies right here, right now.
The problem is you have to make them. You see, that's all the effort. I like eating them. I don't like making them. So if somebody else,
will
make them for me, I will be very happy to eat them. And that's part of the holiday tradition
is to consume.
Consume.
But next week, Ella will be on the consumption trail because she's on her way to the Christmas cookie tour, and you've got to go end to end. This is something that's right up Ella's alley because she's the one that
cookie tour, in fact.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, travel to 5,000 inns and sample cookies. Want to find out if that one inn is still as unfriendly as it ever was. They're not going to get any publicity on this show except to know that about 3 minutes after the designated end of the Christmas cookie tour, which was 5 p.m., we walked in, and we just wanted the property tour, and by the way, maybe a cookie or two, too. But we did this for the ostensible purpose of the cookie tour, is actually to visit the different B&Bs of the North Conway area. And these people were saying, what do you want? What are you doing here? Christmas tour. A cookie tour is over.
There was a guy who must have used to work at the post office, the passport bureau, you know. And he retired to the North Conway area and living by the bureaucracy.
It was quite surprising because at the very least, you know, you're okay. You know, you want to have a tour of our... Okay, yeah, the guy might have been given property tours all day long. And we know that, you know, if that's what you're doing all day, you might want to take a bit of a break. But, you know, just quite so...
There is a way to be a little more polite, and there is a way to at least say, you know, hand you the cookie and maybe a brochure and bid you fond farewell rather than the proverbial boot in the derriere.
Well, this year there are 18 inns that will be opening their doors and having people.
Well, that's it. And you can see if some of them there are going to be the ones that... that you want to, that we had dinner at the last time. Like, what was the inn called, Steve?
Oh, I tried to forget
all
it.
All the lights. Snow Mountain Inn?
Oh, the first night. The first night was excellent.
Yes.
Except for one member of the, who somebody
yeah,
was
yeah,
occupying
yeah, yeah,
a
know,
chair,
yeah.
yeah. But yeah, yeah, yeah. One dinner companion was excellent. One was a drip, but the, that was excellent, the Snow Mountain Inn. That was excellent.
Snow Mountain Inn, yeah. I thought it was the Snow Mountain Inn because
it was
I keep
all
confusing
lit up
it with the Mount Snow in Vermont. But
we went up the little winding drive and all the lights, and it was so picturesque.
It is going to be quite something because Christmas in New England is really something to behold, something spectacular.
I'm really looking forward to it. And this year they're also going to be featuring candy.
Or candy? No, direct from Romania? No, that's another candy.
That's a different kind of candy. I was expecting, you know, the vertical chrome pole, you know?
No, candy, what type?
No, she's not coming.
Damn.
Yeah, no.
Never will, but we'll see.
There's actually a name here. I thought it was actually a person, Cherry Biscotti, but that's in the book here.
Cherry Biscotti?
Yeah.
That's she teams up with Candy in the same show.
Yeah, so the same show. Maybe she's a friend of Chrissy. But Christmas cookies are for giving. Recipe stories and tips for making heartwarming gifts. They also tell you how to ship them, for example, so they don't get, all crumbled. So I don't know.
Well, I mean, a sturdy container.
The cookie crumbles.
Yeah,
Put it in a thick container. I mean, the post office, of course, fragile means bounce off of wall into bin, right?
Yeah, you do not put fragile on it. You just say, please smash this up, and they won't do it, right?
Well, you know what you could do? I mean, we were actually considering sending a hamburger in the mail to Monica Kaufman. So what we could do is we could do what my friend did. He took one of those old Kojak's burgers from Montreal, and he put it into a nice box, and he stomped all over it, and then he put fragile on it, and then threw it in the mail.
So I'll get out there in good shape.
Pre-treated.
Yes.
Yeah, well, pre-treated. I don't know if it went there, but it was just one of those things you do when you're in college. But
it's the games and the fun. And I'm just keeping flipping through this book here to figure out what I could maybe make.
Make for cranberries. You. Yes, oh, well, for me.
Check
for
out you. The chocolate chip cookies. They're
how about
really
the whipped
yummy.
Chocolate chips? The whipped shortbread.
Those look good.
Whipped shortbread, yes. Yes, two words that I like, yeah.
Yes. And whipped shortbread, and it includes optional candy cherry, so that's optional.
Candy cherry, that's actually the third member of the show.
Yes, candy cherries, that is an option, so that is extra.
Yeah, well, I don't really want the candy cherries, but the chocolate chips and the shortbread, just fine, yeah.
There's a neat recipe for a fig Christmas tree, too. It looks really neat.
And you got
a fake Christmas tree or
fig,
a fig
F-I-G.
A fig Christmas tree. Well, that's actually that sounds pretty appetizing.
It's a really beautiful picture in this book here. It's very well designed.
Is it beautiful?
It's beautiful. It's pretty.
Date pinwheels here, but actually it looks like the...
If my date looked like that, oh boy.
You know, well, I had a date that was about as intelligent as a pinwheel. But
yes,
anyway.
And you've eaten many a date, so that you're an expert
on
that.
Well, yeah. This is where we get together on that. Well, I guess our guests had Eisenthalitis, but they want to talk. So they published this book, Steve?
Yes, they published this book. It's called Christmas Cookies Are Forgiving, Recipe Stories and Tips for Making Heartwarming Gifts. It's by Kristen Johnson and Mimi Cummins.
And, yes.
It's
interesting.
It's available from tyrpublishing.com, $16.95 in the United States, $25.50 in Canada. And you can help yourself to making some... different cookie recipes to add to your holiday cheer and splendor. I'm looking around the Baderwood Broadcasting Center here, and it is actually looking quite beautiful, as Mr. Willenbachus has elected this year to put away the Scrooge hat and put up a few Christmas decorations in celebration of the holidays. So it is looking nice.
The Scrooge hat.
Yes, it is.
Ah, yes. Yeah, well, naturally, of course. There's someone to actually do this for. I mean, if doing Christmas all for myself, what's the point? I mean, I've seen it already.
Yeah, seen it, done it. Time to go on and move on to different
things. Bought
the t-shirt. Oh, yeah, like all the Christmas weasels we hear every year. So, I mean, what are we going to hear next?
Christmas memories. Yes, Christmas
memories.
Frosty
the Snowman, and what else? You know?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yes.
Oh, God.
And, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Don't forget Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells.
Dedicated to Ian Carper. No.
Well, speaking of Ian Carper Christmas, Ella will be headed out to a Christmas cookie tour next week, yes?
Yes, and we'll be talking about it. Yes, we'll be talking about North Conway Christmas cookie tour. That's next week. And, of course, 2 weeks from now, it's our Christmas memories. Christmas show, Montreal. Mr. Steer, anybody in Montreal, anybody in New England would like to drive up? We have invited Howard Dean. We have invited a number of other people. Hey, you never know who you're going to meet. You might actually meet Willenbachus live in person. So
yes, indeed.
He might
even meet Steve.
Yes.
It might be just you and me and a hamburgers, Dave.
Hey, that's perfect, because more for me and more for you, and can't beat those Steer burgers from Jimmy Gaspar's Mr. Steer.
Oh, absolutely. A Montreal landmark. And once again, an hour has flown by here on the Travel World Radio Show, and we'll be right back next week with next week's show. Of course, we're going to be taping that in advance, because next week I am going to be in North Conway, New Hampshire, for the wedding of Cooper Fox, one of our great friends. So we're going to be covering the Christmas Cookie Tour kind of in advance, and Ella will actually be touring the Christmas Cookie Tours when you actually hear her.
Well, we can actually ask the guest. We can ask the guest, what do they plan on serving at the Cookie Tour, and see if she knows.
Exactly. Well, yeah, Cookie Tour, well, among other things. Well, this is the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Ella Sobel.
And I'm Bob Cazzini.
Stay tuned, everybody. Happy traveling.
This is the Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.